Welcome to the Rooflines Podcast, produced by Virginia Realtors, where we serve up real talk about real estate in Virginia. On each episode, we break down trends in the housing market and help you make sense of what's going on in Virginia's real estate industry and what's on the horizon.
In today's episode, we look at how the housing market has fared in the first half of 2024. We'll compare housing market activity in the months of January through June over the years and understand how this year's market has been different. We also will share our views on how the rest of the year is expected to pan out. Hey, Ryan, how's it going?
Hi, Sejal. Doing well. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. We're already in the month of August. 2024 seems to be flying by, right? In terms of the housing market, we have data for the first half of the year already. So what do you think are some of the key takeaways from this data for January through June this year?
You got that right. 2024 sure has been flying by. You know, the first half of the year includes a slower first couple months, and then things started to pick up compared to last year when we look at the spring and early summer. But when we compare it to kind of average level of activity, it was a relatively slow spring. You know, so far in 2024, it has been a little better in terms of the total sales volume than 2023 midway through the year, even with those first 2 months of slow activity.
That's right. While higher than 2023 levels, the January through June sales totals this year are almost back to the 2015 levels in Virginia. What's important to note is that 2023 was a very slow year for home sales, and 2024 data points towards some improvement in housing market activity, though not as much as we thought it might be this year. And this is largely due to stubbornly high mortgage rates through the typically busy spring market.
Yeah, at the same time, you know, home prices, they've continued on their upward trajectory, with the median sales price being a little bit over 5% higher than, you know, the first 6 months of 2023. And this suggests that the presence of a tight inventory conditions are really continuing to play a big role in the market out there in Virginia.
Yeah. Speaking of inventory, month-end inventory levels have been higher at the end of the first half of 2024 compared to a year ago. These 2024 active inventory levels have also been higher than the levels in 2021 and 2022.
And this is partly because homes are staying on the market slightly longer than they were this time last year. The median days on market was 10 days, and that's January through June of this year. Homes are still selling quickly, but slower than the median days on market of 9 days at the end of last year. And so A little bit slower than 2023, and quite a bit slower than those busy years of 2022 and 2021.
That's right. And new listings, on the other hand, have seen an uptick this year. This is likely due to seller optimism, which has been for them to be expecting to make favorable gains on their home sales transactions. And it's expected to maybe help ease supply constraints, although very slightly.
That's right, Sejal. But despite this uptick in the inventory level, you know, homes are still selling competitively, generally above asking price on average across the Commonwealth.
One positive news for the housing market in Virginia comes from the data on months of supply in the market. Month supply refers to the number of months it would take for the current inventory of homes on the market to sell, given the current sales pace. In June 2024, the month supply in Virginia was 2.2 months, which means that at the current sales pace, it would take 2.2 months, or about 10 weeks, for housing inventory to be depleted. And this has risen from 1.7 months at this around this time last year. The current months of supply level is almost at its pre-pandemic levels.
That is certainly great news, suggesting, you know, an easing of the supply constraints in Virginia. But really, it is important to emphasize that the supply level is still tight. It is still a tight market. You know, we're still contending with a supply-demand imbalance here in Virginia's housing market.
Absolutely. So, Ryan, how would you summarize the key takeaways from the data we have seen so far in 2024?
Yeah, of course. 2023 saw a significant slowdown in residential housing market activity following really high sales activity in 21 and 2022. And so what we've seen in the first half of this year, 2024, is really an expected improvement in the sector, but really the level of improvement, the pace of improvement has been slower than we projected, than a lot of folks were expecting. Home buyers, some of them have come to terms with the higher home prices and higher mortgage rates, and they're entering the markets, with more adjusted and realistic expectations in many cases. But in other cases, potential home buyers are being priced out of the market altogether. And this is part of the reason why sales activity this year has lagged expectation. So is the market outperforming last year? Yeah, it is slightly, midway through the year.
That makes sense. I remember when we did a similar podcast to talk about the spring market last year. We had talked about pent-up demand in the market. This demand was coming from not just millennials who were looking to buy their first homes, but also older adults looking for smaller homes as well as options in senior communities. Do you think the improving inventory conditions will help relieve some of this pent-up demand?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly will. Anytime we can get some more inventory out there is going to help loosen some of it. But supply issues are far from resolved. The housing shortage isn't just coming from mortgage holders who are, able to refinance their mortgages a couple of years ago for lower rates, and they're reluctant to sell their homes, what we're calling the lock-in effect. But there's also been years of underbuilding in Virginia in terms of new home construction. And so that really hasn't been able to keep up with the demand that's out there in the market.
Gotcha. So, what would you say are some of the trends we can expect for the rest of the year?
Well, we're certainly expecting the housing market to continue to slowly recover from its slump in 2023. Remember, the 2023 market was the slowest that we had in over a decade. And so this, slow recovery would likely be seen, higher, more sales activity, a little bit more inventory. At the same time, we expect prices to continue their upward trajectory, but at least buyers will have more options to choose from. So overall, I'd say we expect modest but positive growth in the housing market during the remainder of 2024, and this will largely be dependent on the direction that mortgage rates go. If we see mortgage rates fall lower, which we have done in recent weeks as of the recording of this podcast in early August, then I would expect sales activity to increase more for the remainder of the year. But if rates remain elevated or start to trend back up again, then we're likely to see sales activity muted for the remainder of 2024.
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you so much, Ryan. This has been great. Next up, stay tuned as I try to stump Ryan with a question. We talked about 2 out of the first 6 months in 2024 having lower sales levels compared to 2023. Which were those 2 months?
Well, it's not really fair because I look at this data pretty much every day. So I would have to say it is March and June of 2024.
That's right. It's almost as if you knew the data very closely. Home sales in March 2024 were 7% lower than in March 2023, and June 2024 sales were almost 9% lower than in June 2023. Thank you for joining us today. We leave you with our smart stat, 37.2%. The median sales price in Virginia has gone up by 37.2% in the 5 years since before the pandemic started. So here we are comparing June 2019 median sales price levels to that of June 2024. So a 37.2% rise in the median sales price over a five-year period.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Rooflines, real talk about real estate in Virginia. If you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe to Rooflines on your favorite podcast platform. If you have ideas for future podcast topics, please share those with us by emailing rooflines@virginiarealtors.org.